This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In the Chelek Gimel Perek Revi, we did test yesterday, and we spoke about the people who are not yet experienced in Nevuah, and they make mistakes. And so on. Yud. So one place of a mistake is that the person doesn't pashut get it. He's not experienced yet. He doesn't know what he's seeing. He doesn't know why he's seeing. And therefore, he's kind of making a mistake. Yud. V'ulam ikin yazeh. The main reason why there's mistakes. U'mashamanu b'chel grishin perek hamishi. V'oysan kaiches hatuma. There's another area, and that is the kochos hatuma, who try to mess up a person. They can actually mess up the person. They can sort of give a person a pseudo nevuah, v'yigalo in yonim amitim v'koyzvim, and they'll let him know different things, some of them true, some of them false, v'yichatzlo k'tzase yonim floyim, and some wonderful things that'll do, v'yishayim ha'kosu v'peirish b'novi ha'sheke, v'yinosen lecha oysoi moifis u'bo oysoi moifis. The Torah says, there will come somebody, and he'll do an oysoi no moifis, and he's a novi sheke. Sometimes this happens when a person is misled. And obviously the person always has some guilt to it. The person was not oiskalt, he wasn't a person that really was on a madrega. He went for something he shouldn't have gone. And b'meila, there's a reshus to mess him up. A person who goes b'tumoy and so on, he's not going to get messed up. But so you can have at times when these kochos of tuma mess up a person, and without him actually knowing or realizing it, and sometimes it's because he wants it. So sometimes he's trying deliberately to find some nevuah that suits him, and sometimes he just is not. Hasn't perfected himself. The person wants kochos of tuma and kochos of kishuv, like Bilam, for instance. He wants to be in the business. He likes the business telling the future and doing all sorts of miracles is great. He wants to use it for his own ends. And he sort of makes a deal with the kochos hatuma. So he's actually, it's sort of a Faustian deal where he is combining forces with Ra to get what he wants and whatever it is. So what he's saying is they weren't outright liars, you know, coming and saying all sorts of things and so on. They were trying to get themselves somehow involved with the kochos of tuma. They felt the kochos of tuma are a much better deal. You know, when you do with the kochos of taira, you got to do a lot of things. You have to be, you know, you have to deny yourself pleasures and you have to be over, do a lot of difficult avodas. These other kochos have much better plans. And doesn't require mortification, and doesn't require any learning. Just so he said, and with these kochos, they were able to fool the people who believed in them. They were able to do some miracles. Now, understand something. He's making a point over here that things that are miraculous or predictions and knowledge of things that are Shaloki Rechateva in itself does not in any way testify that this person is good or right or anything like that. You cannot bring proof. So, Lemashal, somebody who's muchzik to be a tzaddik in Re'el Lekim and a Talmud Chacham and all that, and he does display all sorts of extraordinary kochos, then one may assume that this person has, is on a very high madrega, and there's a lot more emes coming from him. That's reasonable. But if the only thing the person is the wonderful things that he does or the things he predicts, then if the things he says are Torah and what Torah wants us to do that we know, so fine. The person says he should be more careful in Lashon Hara. Okay, why not? But if the person goes off that and whatever he says has no shaykhus to it, then it means nothing. You see, Nevi'ah Sheker had kohos. They actually could predict future, they could make miracles. So when someone comes along and his only claim to emes are these things, that's not good enough. V'omnam, he says, heim ba'atzon yoidim, she'ezem ela mitzara tumah ma'shevochem. The reason why this Nevi'im was so severely castigated and was said about them, and so on and so forth, is because they themselves did know and did understand that their kochos are not good. They didn't really think that they knew the truth. And speaking about the Vi'abal, Ela Berishus Levoma Moy Oisinkein. They did it because of rishus. They wanted the covet, they wanted the power, they wanted certain things. Ach gam lemi shelo yishtad lazeh. No, yeah, efshe zeh shikas maseh chano. It could happen, however, even to people who hadn't lechatchila gone into it for this reason. So Nevi'ah Sheker went into Nevuah for this reason. They were anshei sheker and so on, and bad people. But it doesn't have to be that way. And there could be people who are misled because they don't have all the full kelim that you need. So he says, And that's why they needed a guide who knew everything right to stay on course. The cholza shegila madriga nevuah beemis ki kivin shegila kvar roa hefesh agol bekeru. Once they actually were toyim real nevuah, they understood the difference. Be efshem oichis times a klal kmas zechainu, and they can't make that mistake. So in other words, I guess he's bavarning akasha. If anybody could make those mistakes, then even the guy who's in a great matzav nevuah. Has he know? In other words, until when do I have to go to somebody to learn by Nevuah? And what do I do if I'm the biggest Navi and there's no one around to learn Nevuah from? The answer is that once a person reaches that Madrega, he feels it and understands it. But until that point, and therefore, like we said before, nobody is ever faulted for something that's beyond his control and that he can't do anything about it and that he did it in total innocence. That never happens. But were these people in total innocence? If a person, he doesn't have bad intentions, but he doesn't know yet that he's a fully experienced Navi. He doesn't have that sense that, he's really, really experienced and knowledgeable. So if he doesn't ask somebody, then we're going to have, then he did something wrong. In other words, we are demanding of a person that if you're not sure to ask. Somebody doesn't know what the din is in a certain case. So, and he does something because he innocently thinks that this is what he should do. If the person should know that he's at a madriga where he needs to ask a shayla, the fault will be, why didn't you ask? You know, why did you think that you would be able to address this issue yourself? Tachlis, it's beyond you. You should have asked a shayla. So you're also, a Navi who doesn't have that assuredness that he's going to be, that he is already in the madriga where he sees everything clearly and doesn't need a Rebbe, so he should always be asking. So the people that, not the Navi Abal, not the people who are doing it b'mezid, but other people, they should have gone and should have asked a Rebbe this, am I seeing things? What's the issue over here? Okay, so that's how he describes the different people that were misled, with a special focus on these Nevi'e Habal. V'hine, he says, Yeralef, min ha-derech hazeh ho-yin shekol Nevi'e Achav beruach shepita. So now he's going to explain, he's coming from a certain parasha. In other words, the Ramchal is not saying this on his own. It's not that as if Ke'ilu, this is what he invented. He's learning an upper parasha. Let's speak out the parasha. Achav and Yehoshaphat got together to fight a war, and they said, okay, let's ask some Nevi'im. So Achav called in his Nevi'im, and as Nevi'im said, it's victory, man. You're going to win landslide. You're going to conquer all the enemies, and it's going to be gewaldig, and it's very, very good. And Yehoshaphat said that, no, I don't like these Nevi'im. They're all Democrats, Republicans, whatever you want. fill in the missing one yourself. And I want a real Navi to come. The real Navi came and said, no, everything's wonderful. So he said, no. He knew that with Achav, the Nevu has got to fit. You got to fit what Achav wants, or he switches networks. So he said, so Yehoshaphat told him, don't be scared, say to Nevuah. He said, I see in Shemayim that the Ruach of Naios, whose field was taken by Achav and he was killed, his spirit, in Shemayim, they're asking who's going to go down and mislead all these Nevi'im, and the spirit of Noyas Israeli said, I will do it. And he was sent down, and he became the false Nevuah in the mouth of all your Nevi'im. But the truth is that you're going to lose the war, and you, Achav, are going to be killed, and it's a terrible Nevuah. And Achav said, I knew I shouldn't have called this guy. This guy's got it all wrong. Unfortunately, he was right. but Lemaisa, so it's a very interesting combination here. It's clear from the Psukim. In other words, Ramchal learned it up. It's clear from the Psukim that these Nevi'im didn't invent the Nevuah Shek on their own. Or else, why do you need a spirit to mislead them? I mean, they're saying what's good for them. They know where, which side their bed is butted, and saying that Achav's going to win is no. There was a spirit that was misleading them, because Achav had killed him and deserved to be killed, and so their Nevuah was, in a sense, it was a prophecy. They did see something, but it was a fake prophecy. It was a Nevuah which had been, which it was set up. The reason why it was set up, because they were willing to be set up. In other words, had they gone with sincerity and honesty to know the Dvar Hashem, then they'd never be misled. But since they were going in with Sheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the spirit to mess them up. We'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see Yeralef. Okay. Yeah.